89.3 The Current. It's Thursday morning. Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News joins us for the Arts Roundup. Marianne, what's going on this weekend?
You know, we've got lots of festivals. It's kind of the highlight of summer where you have all these crowds that get together for celebrate the great weather and be outdoors together. You know, I'm not necessarily really good with crowds, but I think these three events are all things that would draw me out of my shell and get me there.
Well, that's good.
So first off, of course, there's the annual Uptown Art Fair, in which we have all sorts of art that's all just an amazing showing of local talent and crafts and entertainment. There's going to be like reggae music, folk, indie, pop, soul, improv. There'll be a performance stage and just all sorts of interactive art activities for the kids. So just a really good, fun social event. And of course, that's where Lake meets Hennepin in Minneapolis. So that's this Friday through Sunday.
Okay.
Now, on a smaller scale, and I just love the ideas of these, and this is something that's been done before, but it's the Little Mekong Night Market.
Okay, what is this?
Okay, this is, on University Avenue in St. Paul, where Western Avenue meets a university. You can take Green Line there, et cetera.
Sure.
And night markets are like a Southeast Asian tradition in Southeast Asian countries, and so you'll have these markets that go on at late at night when it's cooler, people hang out, there's lots of food, there's lots of just things to buy. It's a cultural festival kind of thing, but it happens all the time. So for two nights, this is from 6 p.m. to midnight on Friday, and on Saturday from 4 o'clock to midnight, it's going to be lit up over in the area on Western Avenue. And so there's going to be food, arts and crafts, merchandise from local vendors. And so it's really about bringing people into this neighborhood that's called Little Mekong.
Sure.
And the reason why it's called Little Mekong, by the way, is because it's named after the river that connects many countries and cultures in Southeast Asia. So it's this whole idea of bringing all these different Asian immigrant communities together and showcasing all the wonderful things that they have to offer.
Okay. So in the area of University and Avenue, Western.
And Western, okay. Which is a light rail stop on the Green Line. So
Perfect.
You can just get in and get off, walk around, enjoy it, and then get on light rail and go back to wherever you want.
So, all right. So, and another festival.
Another festival. And now the third one, Square Lake Festival. If you're aware about this one, this is a music and film festival, short films, animated films. And so it's over at Square Lake, which is, just outside of downtown Stillwater. And so there, you can bike there. There's going to be groups of bikers who are going to bike out to Square Lake from Twin Cities, from Cycles for Change and the Hub Bike Co-op. And then at 2 o'clock on Saturday, the whole festival gets started, and there are live events, and then there'll be live music, and then they'll switch to short films. And then they'll go back to another live music act, and then back to short films.
Okay.
One of the films I would like to see, freestyle skydiving.
Okay. Do tell us about this one.
Well, I don't know anything about it.
I mean, because
it's freestyle
skydiving. Freestyle skydiving sounds terrifying.
Exactly.
Well, hold on. That's the only kind of skydiving there is, right? There's not choreographed skydiving, right? Where like people are doing moves.
Oh yeah.
Come
on. People jump out of planes all together and they do the circle and they hold hands.
Yeah.
And
okay, I'm just saying, the majority of us, if I'm falling out of a plane, I'm not going to be like pirouette and one and two. I'm just figuring most of it is freestyle, essentially.
It sounds thrilling, I can say that.
I'm just wondering if you're going to make it into a style. If you're adding style to your free fall, I just want to see what that looks like. So, and then they've got some great acts. They've got Dosh. They have, Sunny Night and the Lakers.
Fantastic.
Roe Family Singers. Really interesting lineup. So you can bike out, hang out at the lake, check out all these cool short films, and listen to some great music.
Sounds great. So we do
Chillax.
Joke around here in Minnesota that there's winter and road construction. But I think we need to adjust that a little bit. Winter and festival season.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
yes.
A lot of festivals happening this weekend. And if you missed anything that we've talked about during the Arts Roundup, we're going to have all the details over at thecurrent.org. Marianne Combs, Minnesota Public Radio News, thank you so much for stopping by.
Always a pleasure.
The Arts Roundup, you can hear it right here on The Current's Morning Show on Thursdays. And there she is. She's walking away.